Blog Talk Radio.
I'm holding myself, Frank.
You're holding yourself?
Yes.
Why are you holding yourself?
Too many questions,
what an
Frank.
Entry. Yeah, what an entry.
See, you know what's fantastic? My phone sounds crappy like yours tonight.
Yeah, your phone does kind of sound crappy. Hey, are you driving?
Are you driving? Maggie's driving. I'm sitting here talking on the phone. We're getting on to Route 287, heading north to Connecticut for the annual Garlic Festival in Bethlehem, Connecticut.
Oh,
so we're
cool.
Yeah, kind of cool.
And I guess I should play. Do I play your theme music now or what?
Absolutely.
So what is the Garlic Festival? This is new for you, right?
Well, what is a Garlic Festival? It's a festival with garlic.
Good, right?
Yeah, actually it is. Yeah, we've been trying to get into the whole garlic circle for a while. We came out with a couple of garlic products a few years back, and we finally made it through the starting gates. Kind of cool.
There you go. Well, by the way, tonight I just posted on Facebook. If you want to call in, nobody ever does, but if you want to call in, you can call in 714-242-5272. We're going to be talking about food news, our spin and commentary on that news, and if you'd like to call in about any of the stories, or you just want to say hello, or you just want
if you're holding
to
yourself,
to go,
yeah, call in.
You hold yourself, right, or if you just want to tell us to go to hell, we don't care. 714-242-5272. Tell Maggie I said hello, by the way.
Oh, Frank says hi.
Hi.
She's dealing with bullshit on the road right now.
So when you get to the Garlic Festival, when is it, tomorrow? Tomorrow and Sunday, I think?
Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, the weather looks a little bit better for Saturday than it does on Sunday. We'll find out. I mean, there's over 200 vendors that I know. That's beside the food trucks and food court and, oh, my God, music and rides. It's held in the Bethlehem, Connecticut fairgrounds. So it's a big chunk of property.
So I'm drinking, what am I drinking here? I'm drinking brandy and Pepsi. You're on the road. Is Maggie allowing you to drink while she drives?
No, I never drink while I'm driving. My teens are over, Frank.
No, I'm talking about is she driving? You can drink, right?
No. I'm not gonna. No. It doesn't work like that.
No.
That's not fair.
Oh.
I wouldn't
oh,
want her
no.
drinking if I'm driving.
All
that
right.
Would suck.
So, go to the Garlic Festival somewhere in Connecticut. Where did you say it was again?
Bethlehem. Where Jesus was born. A little due east.
Is that the little town of Bethlehem? Is that where it is?
Little town of Bethlehem. Yes, yeah, it's got a donkey and got maybe Mary Magdalene will meet you at the entrance.
Oh, jeez. All right. By the way, guys, we had a great week last 2 weeks. We have been in the top five. I don't know how the hell we're doing it, but we've been in the top five on the food category. So thank you for listening. John, we're doing something right. People are actually listening all the way from Guam and Vietnam and Russia.
From Guam to Vietnam. I like that's a nice ring to it.
It does. It kind of, you know, we should write a country music song from Guam to Vietnam.
I'll tell you what.
I like that. All right. Do you want to talk about food news?
Why not?
Why not? Calling in anyway.
And actually, I'll ask you, when you ask me to go, will you say, give her a song and tell Maggie the same story? And so let's see if maybe she can put in her 2 cents every once in a while, too.
Okay. Hey, you on speakerphone? Can she hear me?
No, my speakerphone sucks even worse than it sounds right now, so don't worry about that part.
Okay. All right, let's talk about Mexican avocados. I did not know this. We talked about this a couple of months ago. But I thought Mexican
avocados are a complete ripoff.
Well, Mexican avocados in the U.S. already, but they're not. They've had a problem expediting the process, and
right.
The imports are not coming in from Mexico, so there's a whole bunch of people that are pissed off about that. And the point of my story is it's a boring story, but if you like guacamole, it looks like Congress is going to do something soon where Mexican avocados will be entering the U.S. So, children, when you have a mass amount of new avocados coming to the United States and all the bans have been lifted, what does that mean, children, to our avocado prices?
That means we have to build a wall.
Avocado wall. I guess avocados and guacamole is going to get cheaper. According to this, I won't read all the boring shit, but basically, I didn't realize it had been stopped by a group. I guess it had been stopped by a group of U.S. avocado growers. But
no,
tight,
say it ain't so, Joe.
Many, many, many tons of avocados are coming across the border soon. So good news, because you know, Dan, I was
okay. Well,
that,
Now the avocado.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my reasoning behind the avocado sucking. Okay, now I need to know the weight ratio. If you take an avocado, all right,
yeah.
You take off the skin weighs something. You take out 90% of the middle, which is called a pit.
Yeah.
and put that the skin in the pit on a scale and put the whatever that green crap is, put that on a separate scale. What are you paying for?
A lot.
you're paying a lot for a big pit.
Yeah, but if you like guacamole and you like avocados, you know what? We should do that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go buy some avocados and do exactly what you said and see what the actual tear weight of an avocado is. How much are we paying per pound? That's a good idea. That's a brilliant idea.
I come up with them every once in a while.
I like that. And by the way, I was at Whole Foods. Jesus Christ. Do not go to Whole Foods.
Oh,
well,
don't you
care.
Did you stuck up? Oh, wait. Did you stock up on your asparagus water again?
No. I'm working on a packaging project for them, which, matter of fact, is one of my food news stories here. But I went into Whole Foods, and speaking of avocados, Jesus Christ, they want $3.29. And I thought Amazon was going to lower the prices. $3.29 for a freaking avocado. Come on. It's probably on your per pound basis. You could probably buy yourself a filet mignon or a a ribeye for less than.
Worm there, filet mignons. It comes out of Senator Cow, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me get rid of this page. All right. Next.
Yeah. No. I don't want to talk about any guac stuff. No more guac stuff.
Anybody want to call in about avocados, you can call in 714-242-5272. Okay. Speaking of Amazon, this is interesting. They have approached a France-based supermarket chain called, I can't pronounce it, Le Cerec, LECIERC, regarding a potential logistics partnership. So what does that mean, John? That means looks like Amazon
prices are
going to
go up.
Looks like they're going to be doing that stuff over in Europe, too. So this supermarket group is supposed to be a big group of France. So Amazon is on the move. They're taking over the supermarket world.
Amazon's on the move. When haven't they been?
Well, I'm just standing there in a bigger move. Get this. I read an article. This is not part of my news, but I read an article this week. Since Amazon has been taken over Whole Foods, Sprout Supermarket has lost nearly 12% of its customers, and Trader Joe's had lost something like 38% of their customers, people going over to Whole Foods because the prices are getting cheaper. So they are putting a hurting on the other supermarket chains.
Well, Amazon puts a hurting on everything. So does Walmart. Give it 20 years. You see the battle of the two Death Stars up in the sky. It'd be the Walmart Death Star and the Amazon Death Star.
Speaking of that, has nothing to do with what you just said, but I also read an article. If you had bought
non sequitur, let's go to it.
If you had bought Domino's Pizza stock 9 years ago, now listen to this, John. This blew me away.
It would be rotten by now.
No. If you bought Domino's stock 9 years ago,
stock.
It was $2.50. You know what the price of that stock is as of yesterday?
I don't know. Is it maybe $7.95 for takeout only?
Yes, $205 a share. If you had invested $10,000 in Domino's 9 years ago, you would now be sitting on $880,000 in value of your stock. Look
okay.
It up. I could not believe it.
Wait.
Just a little side note.
Yes.
And of course, I did not.
The pizza's like eating the bottom part of a shoe.
Did you buy any Domino's pizza stock? I didn't.
No, I don't really buy Domino's pizza either.
I know, well, I don't either. But if I did, I would not be doing this radio show. I can tell you that.
Okay. Well, down by you, you're south of the Manson-Nixon line, so the pizza down there is all like Domino's stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Hey. They're actually upgrading the Domino's here in my hometown. They're actually putting in tables and chairs where you can actually sit down at the Domino's.
Oh, wow!
Take out. I know, isn't that amazing?
So you can watch other people in misery as they eat the product.
Yep.
Nice.
I don't think I've had a Domino's pizza in 9 years. Maybe I should try it out. Maybe it's gotten better. I don't know.
Yeah, get extra anchovies. It makes it taste better.
All right. You ever heard of a company called Lamb Weston?
Lamb Weston?
Lamb Weston. L-A-M-B Weston. W-E-S-T-O-N.
Well,
believe it or not, they're one of the largest potato processors in the world. And they have just invested.
What are these potatoes?
Well,
potatoes.
I can't hear you. They have invested a ton of processing equipment in Washington State and expecting to expand more plants. And you ask the question, I'm sure you're wondering why. Well, the reason why, the company has noted that sales have increased 5% in the first quarter of 2017 due to international companies are now bringing in more fast food chains and eating more French fries. So they've seen a giant jump, 5%. What? We lost you. Oh, God. Your phone actually sounds worse than mine, I hate to tell you.
I'm doing like 80 miles an hour. Well, I'm not. My wife is. Well, you can't blame me.
Powder goes 70 because your service sucks at 80 miles an hour. Okay.
My service.
Oh, man. It is breaking up super bad.
I know what I can do about that.
I know. I'm going to keep reading about you can come and go as you please. Okay. Another food news story.
You can come and go as you please. That's awesome.
Okay. Hurricane Irma caused over $2.5 billion in agricultural damage in Florida, according to the most recent report from the Commissioner of Agriculture. The orange crop suffered $760 million in damage, while the beef and dairy cattle industries experienced $237 million in losses. And the sugar industry also lost $382 million. So that means, class, that means our
prices are
going to
go up.
Cost more. Yes, everything's going to go up. Our oranges are going to cost more. Our beef is going to cost more. And our sugar is going to cost more.
And our show will still be free, folks. Our show will still be free.
There you go. I mean, you know what? That's the magic of radio and the internet. Well, the internet's not free.
We are Frank, we are gluten. We're gluten-free radio. Gluten-free radio.
Gluten-free radio. All right, now this is some health news. Now, how they determine this?
Oh, I think I lost you. Oh boy, where'd he go? Oh, I lost him.
Hello.
Don't you freaking love modern technology?
No, I hate it.
We lost. Both of us disappeared there on that one.
That was kind of neat.
What happened?
Anyway,
must have
been like a sunspot.
We're back on the air. Somebody actually called in, and when they called in, and I went to answer the phone, we all disappeared. So
your brandy hand tipped over and spilled on the phone and knocked us both off the air when we had a caller. Gotcha.
That's what happened. Okay. Now, this is an interesting story, and we got screwed up by the phone service. Skipping leafy green vegetables could take a toll on a teenager's heart. Remember your mother said, eat your vegetables and eat your spinach? Well, according to a study in the Journal of Nutrition, researchers found teenagers who consume the fewest vitamin K-rich foods, such as spinach, cabbage, iceberg lettuce, and olive oil, had 3 times higher risk for an enlargement of the heart's left pumping chamber than those had not enough of the vitamin in their diet. Now,
see that?
How do they figure this? How do you figure this shit out, first of all?
Because anybody can write something and put it in the paper.
Well, this comes from Health Day magazine. The
boys that are between the ages of 14 and 16 that don't eat their leafy vegetables are more likely to shoot up a school. News at 11.
That's true. Kids that eat their leafy vegetables are bound to grow up to be Papa the Sailor Man. I guess you could say anything, couldn't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, if he lost his left side of his heart, at least he's all right.
Yeah, that's true. We got a call.
Yeah, see? Ah. Oh, no.
All right. Yes, let's see what's happening here. All
welcome
right.
to Gluten-Free Radio.
Gluten-Free Radio.
You're right now, can you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Grand Ideas Radio.
Hello.
Hey, partner.
Hello.
I'm calling from Tennessee.
Hey, and, Tennessee. What are you? Yeah.
Well, my name is Bob Slaughter. I'm a songwriter, and actually, you know, I'm coming out now. But I just wanted to call up and say that it's hilarious. I mean, I enjoy good laughter. All right.
Do you? Well, I'm
yes.
glad. Thank
my
you,
name
sir.
Is Bob. My name is Bob Slaughter. And if you take the S off of my name, it spells laughter. And
there you go, Bob Laughter.
That's right. Yeah, Bob's Laughter. That's right, partner.
Hey, Bob. Bob Slaughter.
Yep.
You want to sing a song? Hey, you're songwriting.
I'd love
to. You're on the air live.
Okay. Right now I don't have my. I won't grab my guitar. I'll just sing one for you. It goes like this.
There you go.
Well, you may never have had this happen to you, but I do it so much, it's gotten so bad, there's something I need to do. I wake up with the phone sitting by my head, open phone book beside my
Shut
bed,
up.
Don't remember what I said, and it just ain't right. Little dizzy, feeling kind of strange, well, hell, let's just check out the page. Oh, God, I think I got engaged last night. I need a breathalyzer for my phone, so I don't get to drinking and calling them folks back home. I need a breathalyzer for my phone, so I don't bother people that had best be left alone. Well, see, after a few, I get to smiling. A few more can't control the dial and don't know who I called or what was said. And the minutes and the minutes, they keep on piling. I get accused of drunk and down, and I should just let them call me up instead. Because I need a breathalyzer for my phone, so I don't bother people that best be left alone. I need a breathalyzer for my phone. Just one blow, no one would know that I'm dialing stoned. Now, one more thing I'll tell you, Hoss. Don't get drunk and call your boss, especially if it's two or three. You know, the exes and other people from your past, they don't want to hear you call when you're gassed. Why the hell does it always happen to me? It's because I need a breathalyzer for my phone, so I don't get to drinking and calling them folks back home. I need a breathalyzer for my phone, so my mom won't change her number, because I'll never get alone. Yeah, I probably need one for my chainsaw, too. My truck, my tractor, my skill saw. Hell, I probably need one for this damn guitar. I need a breathalyzer. Anyway, that's it.
Dude, I'll tell you what. You sound like your brother's Osborne.
Right on. Well,
I'll tell you what.
My name's Bob. What's that?
No,
hey,
no.
Bob,
I'll tell you what. No, you got that voice.
Bob, thanks for
calling in. Well, thank you. Of course, I love. Anyway, thank you so much.
All right,
good night. All right.
I literally fell off the face of the earth. So, were you talking to him the whole time, John?
Excuse me.
I said I literally disappeared. My phone cut out again. Did you talk to him that whole time?
Oh, that's because of where you live.
I guess something's all screwed up with the system. I've just got a notice here from Blog Talk Radio. It says, we are receiving complaints and reports that many hosts are having trouble connecting and losing their connection via their Skype and their phone. Most users do hardly connect if they wait for a connection.
Yeah.
Please hold, and we should have this resolved in about 30 seconds. So this is all screwed up.
That's great.
Anyway, Bob Slaughter. So should we promote Bob Slaughter?
Was it Slaughter or Laughter?
Laughter, Slaughter, I don't know. I think you said Slaughter. If you're moved, yes, it was Laughter. Okay.
I need a breathalyzer. Now you got to admit, I need a breathalyzer for my phone. That's funny stuff.
It is. All right. Continuing with the food news, if you'd like to call in and sing a song or whatever you want to do, call 714-242-5272. We'll take the call. All right, Dunkin' Donuts. They're streamlining their selection of donuts in all 1,000 locations in the U.S. They're narrowing down their menu to just 20 donuts versus the 30 that they have now. I didn't know they had 30 flavors.
I didn't know that either. I guess they're getting rid of the squirrel spit, and by the avocado, coconut, and all the really, really good ones.
Yep, they're changing. It's going to allow Dunkin' Donuts to provide a more consistent experience across all stores, according to the company representatives.
good. And these people make money for doing this.
Yeah. I like their Bear Claws, and I like their Boston Cream Donut. The Boston Cream Donut, I won't go there, but it's one of the most erotic donuts that I've ever eaten.
I'm not – next topic.
Okay, Denny's.
I've got a really, really bad visual. You said the Boston Cream Donut is the most erotic donut you've ever had. I got a real bad visual right now. You in a raincoat in a Subway.
And that's where I was eating my donut. Denny's.
Yeah, well, you're eating it. Oh, no, you were filling the donut.
Yes. Denny's. I didn't know this. Denny's has never been to the U.K. They're opening up their first location in United Kingdom.
Well, Denny doesn't get out much.
And yes, they're opening their first Denny's in South Wales, which I think is even funnier. But you now can go to Denny's and get pancakes in South Wales if you're over in the United Kingdom. Wouldn't you have thought they would have been over there by now?
I would see Bob's Big Boy do a porno.
that's as bad as my Boston Cream Donut. Okay.
Oh, my God. We're at the fun part on the highway. We may die here. We're getting on the New York Thruway from 287. This is like the ride from hell with razor blades. Anyway, if we cut out, I'm dead. So continue.
All right. Because of the high bait prices and a stormy summer, it's resulting in a slow lobstering season in Maine. Did you know that? Lobstermen.
A slow wafting? WAFT? Like I wafted a fart?
Lobstering. Lobsters, you know.
Lobstering. Oh, no crabbing? No, you got crabs?
No. Lobstermen and dealers agree that the catch is way down, and the state's Lobster Advisory Council is forecasting that the harvest will decline by as much as 20%. So, class, what does that mean about lobster prices?
I think the prices are going to go up.
All right, some more health news. Let's see.
Lobster prices are too damn high.
All right. By chance, do you use sea salt in any of your products?
Do I use beef salt?
Oh, Jesus. Sea salt.
Sea salt. No.
Sea salt.
We don't add sodium. We don't need it. Our stuff tastes good without salt. Ha-ha.
Okay, well, that's probably good because commercial sea salt may be contaminated by mold that could spoil the food. According to a study in food microbiology, researchers have found about 1.7 spores per gram of salt, which is high enough to affect consumers using the salt at home. It can spoil the ingredients being used to make and cure meat, ferment pickles, or brine cheeses. So there you go. If you're using sea salt in any of your products, look out, because it contains spores. You know, everybody's in that big thing about sea salt, but it kind of makes sense because it comes from the sea, and God knows where it's been.
And what's the sea full of? Fish shit.
That's right. So it makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just full of poop. The whole ocean is full of poop.
That's true.
of poop.
There's more and more of it every year, too.
Okay. I'll tell you what.
What?
I'm still here.
What are you going to tell me? I tell you what.
And right. Boy, I piss on a spark plug because don't do any good.
Have you ever been to a Shake Shack?
No. I don't want to stand in line for 2 hours to get a great beef burger.
Okay, well, Shake Shack
It's the hipster thing.
They're not going to accept cash anymore, and they're going to get rid of all their cashiers. Customers will be placing orders through the chain's app or a touchscreen kiosk. And listen to this, and they'll be able to walk around the restaurant as they wait for their meal. Now, who cares?
Oh, neat. So you can go for a stroll.
Yes. You don't have to sit in your booth.
That's nice.
You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait and sit there with your feet. You can walk around.
Wow, that's great. And who's going to serve it to you? Rosie the Robot?
I don't know. Rosie the Robot. Jetsons. Meet George.
Yeah.
Okay. The company is also planning to offer high speed delivery and innovative packaging in the near future. So,
High speed delivery. They're going to shoot it at you. Now get out of here.
Yep.
High speed delivery.
I just think it's cool. They're going to let us walk around their restaurant. I read that and I'm like, well, who cares? I don't want to walk around the restaurant.
Why not? You might meet somebody you like.
Hold on, let me get rid of this. All right, next story. Berkshire Hathaway. You've heard of them before. Well, they're taking on a 38.6% stake. Pilot Flying J. Now, have you ever been to a Pilot Flying J? A Pilot Flying J. Well, obviously not. If you're a truck driver, you know what I'm talking about.
A Pilot Flying Gay? Why would a pilot be flying gay?
Flying J. They're truck stop.
Flying J.
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
There are 750 of these truck stops all over 44 states and in Canada. And Berkshire Hathaway is taking a 38% stake in them, and by 2023 will own 80% stake in these truck stops. I just think it's interesting that they're buying truck stops. I guess I'm the only one. Hey, would you like to call in and talk about truck stops? 714-242-5272. Tell Maggie I said hello, by the way. Oh, we lost John. All right, Walmart. Here we go. Walmart. They have acquired a company called Parcel. Oh, wait a minute. There's John. John's back. Hey,
hi.
John. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite fine. I'm still wondering why the pilot is flying gay.
They did have, what was it? Saturday Night Live had those two gay guys. What were they called? Unambiguous gay guys or something? Remember that? It was a cartoon deal. Anyway. Okay.
Yeah, Button Man and Throbbin.
What? Button Man and Throbbin. Walmart acquired a company called Parcel, a last-mile delivery startup. Parcel delivers packages with same-day, overnight, and two-hour windows and be used by Walmart to handle deliveries for merchandise and groceries in the New York City area. Just thought that was interesting.
Did you say same-day, overnight, and two-hour windows?
Yes, two-hour windows.
What the hell is that? We deliver packages we same day, overnight, and two-hour sprint. Pick it.
Two-hour windows. Now, that would be a pain. Get it?
I'll tell you what. That's, like, dumb. That's dumb.
All right. Moving along. We talked about Whole Foods dropping prices earlier. But
Whole Foods dropping prices. News at 11. Yeah.
Well,
I just saw a jackalope.
All right, get this, though. You saw a jackalope. Get this. The average price drop. Take a guess. What the average price drop since they took over the ownership of all the products?
What, those Whole Food products?
Yeah. Do. Take a guess.
A nickel.
Percentage-wise, take a guess.
5%.
That's what I would have thought, at least 5 or 10%. 1.2%. Well, who gives a flying, you know what? What difference is 1.2% going to matter to people? That's the average.
Who gives a pilot flying J about that? Mm-hmm.
That's right, the pilot flying J's. The research firm that tracks this, the prices of over 110 items over the last 5 weeks have been marked down an average of 1.2% on everyday items like eggs, apples, and milk. My question to you, John, is will you and Maggie actually change your buying habits and go to a new store for a 1.2% savings? I guess the answer is no. We lost John again. All right, moving along. Let's go to this one. John, if you're talking to me, I can't hear you. Your light is on, but nobody's home. All right, next story. U.S. farmers are running out of options for harvesting corn and soybeans because of delays on the Mississippi River. Hold on. Let me see if I can get John back here. Press this button, and he's not coming through. Press this button and see what happens. Hello, John. Hello, Breaker 19. No, he'll be back. Oh, there he is. Let me try this again. What a freaking weird show. Are you there, John?
I'm here. Free-range milk.
What'd you say?
Free-range milk. Get it at Whole Foods.
Okay.
The buckets are very, very happy running around the farm.
My question to you earlier before you disappeared, would you change your buying habits and go to Whole Foods for a 1.2% savings?
No,
me either. Okay.
What? I don't go to that place anyway because they sell asparagus water. I'm afraid of it.
Okay. U.S. farmers are running out of options for harvesting their corn and soybeans because of delays on the Mississippi River are causing shipping backlogs. I didn't know this. Grain storages are all full, and the riverbanks are not filling up. Lower river levels and backups at aging locks have slowed down navigation on the Mississippi River and all of its tributaries, driving the cost of hauling Midwestern crops to Gulf Coast export terminals to a near-record high. So, children, what does that mean?
The prices are going to go up, Mr. Frank.
Very good, children. God, it's like everything, you know, Whole Foods is lowering prices, but everybody else is going to be raising them on all these stories I'm reading. Okay, now this story you're going to like. This is like my favorite story of the night. You ready?
Shoot.
You know, they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right?
I've heard that.
Okay, well, it's true. Skipping breakfast may increase the risk of hardened arteries, according to a study in the Journal of American College of Cardiology.
Eating breakfast?
Huh?
Eating breakfast hardens the arteries.
No, not skipping it. If you skip it, your heart and your arteries. 75% of the participants who regularly skipped their breakfast showed more plaque and buildup in their arteries compared to 57% of those who ate big breakfasts. This is interesting. Big breakfast eaters were healthier overall, but skipping was associated with a higher risk of atherosclerosis. Yes, even when the other factors were considered. So, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and if you skip it, that means you have a better chance of getting hardened arteries. How they figure this stuff out, I never know, but that's pretty cool.
I don't eat breakfast.
Well, then you're going to have hardened arteries.
75 years old and hard, I'm a happy person.
Yes. Hardened arteries can't be good at some point in your life, I guess.
Hey, I'm talking about one artery.
That's right. It's all about blood flow.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Here's some interesting information. I know everybody's sitting on the edge of their seat. By the way, while you're sitting on the edge of your seat, if you'd like to call in, 714-242-5272, if you'd like to sing a song like, what was the guy's name? John Slaughter Laughter. If you'd like to call
him. Yeah. You called him Slaughter.
That was his name, Slaughter. He said, remove the S and your name. His name was Laughter.
84. Sorry, we're trying not to miss our exit. Calm your bells.
Yeah, don't miss your exit. Okay, here we go.
No, we don't miss the exit.
64% of Americans want the government to require nutritional labels on their food packaging, even if they don't read them, John. That was my favorite line.
Oh, yeah, that's great. No, at least we know, at least if we're bored on the crapper, we can read it.
Yep.
Dude, does anybody really, if you go in, like, okay, we went into Wendy's tonight, all right? We're standing and there's a Baconator, there's a Son of Baconator, there's all this great stuff. And it's 48,000 calories, 49,000. Who cares?
Exactly.
Who cares? Who cares?
Because you know you're not eating healthy to begin with if you're buying a Baconator. But who cares? You're right. Well,
yeah, it's like it'll cost the price of a Baconator is 8 heads of lettuce. So go eat 8 heads of lettuce, and you'll still be hungry. Eat a Baconator, you're no longer hungry.
Well, the story gets even better because you're going to like this. Less than half of the respondents would be willing to pay more for grass-fed meat, sugar-free food, GMO-free food. But 57% would pay more for locally grown product. So all this stuff is going on with all the grass-fed, the sugar-free, and the GMO-free food. According to this study, what did I say? 57% of the people could give a damn. They're not paying more for it.
Right.
But right.
They want to be able to read when they're on the crapper.
So if I was in the food industry in a big corporation right now and I'm hearing this story, I'm like, well, what the hell are we spending all this money on this shit for?
Right. Well, I mean, organic. Now there's a word that rings a bell. Organic. Okay. Instead of this can of beans being $1, now it's $19. Why? Because it's organic. Non-organic. What would that mean? It did not come from this earth.
Speaking of that, I was at Food Lion today, and I bought sweet onions. Okay. The regular sweet onions, wherever.
You bought sweet onions. Was that for the pilot flying gay?
Yes. Sweet onions.
Okay.
Were $2.99 for a big bag. I think it was like 3 pounds. Right beside it, they had the organic ones. They looked like shit, by the way. They looked like shit. Little balls of shit. They didn't look good. They wanted $8.99. For organic onions. Now, come on.
Right. Yes. That's the world we live in, Frank.
But guess which ones I bought?
Oh, don't tell me you bought the little bowls of shit.
Yes. But I just wanted to see if they tasted any different. No, I didn't. I paid $2.99. I'm not an idiot. But there's people out there who are paying more for that stupid shit. Okay.
My God. All right. Turkeys. You know, turkeys are coming that time of year, and Thanksgiving and Christmas are right around the corner. So I thought this was an interesting story about turkeys. How many million pounds of turkeys do you think are raised in America?
A bunch.
Yep, 245 million. I'm sorry, that's not pounds. 245 million birds in 2017, which is an increase from 2016. Now, where do you think this is the part I didn't even know, and I'm in the industry.
So it's just one turkey per legal resident in the United States.
There you go. What state of the union? This one blew me away. I did not know the answer to this. What state in the union is the largest turkey producing state? 2.5 million birds a year.
It would have to be California. Look what comes out of it.
That's what I thought. California is not even on the list. Guess who the number one turkey producer is?
The turkeys in California, they're bipedal.
They're what?
They're bipedal. They only have two legs, and they're then arms and human. You're like, they look like humans.
Well, the number one state, I have no idea what you're talking about. The number one state is Minnesota, with 42.5 million birds. Almost half of the turkeys produced in America come from Minnesota.
Number two state
was North Carolina. Arkansas was number three, and Indiana was number four. California doesn't even make the top four. So there you go. Folks,
you think it'll be California with all the politicians they got there, too.
Yes, they do. All right. Some more health news. Coffee. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about this. Well, now we have to make a retraction.
Our first retraction.
Our first retraction is coffee may not ease the symptoms of Parkinson's disease after all, despite prior evidence that caffeine might help. According to a study in neurology, short-term results from the same study found that caffeine improved motor function in patients after 6 weeks. But long-term results found no benefits in coffee and caffeine 6 to 18 months later. So
what do you say? They threw Michael J. Fox into a pool of coffee and he drowned. So therefore, it doesn't work.
Oh man, that was low. That was a bad one there. That was John Dilly who said that, not me. Okay.
Anyway.
All right. We're almost out of time. I know you are just killing you. Jet.com, which is owned by Walmart now, by the way, is launching a private label brand featuring 60 food and household items. What they found, John, get this. This may be shocking to you. Walmart is selling its own branded products, right? You've been to Walmart and seen, I think it's called Goodbye or Best Buy, whatever how they call it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, they found out that the Walmart private label products are not resonating with the younger consumers. So Jet.com is going to have their own private label products. We'll have a focus on breakfast cereals to begin with, focusing their attention to the younger consumer. And that's still probably coming from the same place. They're just going to put a Jet.com sticker on it. Speaking of stickers.
You'll do it. We'll have sugar-covered kale for breakfast.
Yeah. There you go. Well, Walmart's having a problem with the younger crowd, so they're going to start labeling stuff with Jet.com.
I think about it. The younger crowd probably grew up as little ones, being forced to go to Walmart with their parents, and they saw what actually shops at Walmart and never wanted to go back.
And what I just loved about what you just said is the concept of what you said, the younger ones had to grow up as little ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. You think so?
I do. It's science proving. I'll guarantee.
speaking of private label, back to Amazon. Amazon sold $1.6 million worth of Whole Foods Market private label products during their first month that they were available on the website. 19% of Whole Foods sales on Amazon were snacks and candy. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, for the health conscious shopper.
Yes. Frozen fruit and vegetables fit as second, third, and fourth. So they were the most popular category after snacks and candy.
Deli turkey.
You will like this. Deli turkey and coconut water were the most popular individual items on the Amazon website through Whole Foods.
Wait, no asparagus water?
No, just coconut water. Deli turkey and coconut water were the most popular items.
Why would anybody want to drink water that came from a nut?
I don't know, and there's no correlation between deli turkey and coconut water that I can even come up with. But those are the two biggest movers. All right, so that piece of paper away. We're almost done, John.
Oh, my God.
9 more minutes.
Hey, we're over to Route 84.
This story actually bothers me because I'm a big food safety guy. And I'm always about cooking things at the right temperature and making sure you cook it fully and yada, yada, yada because of pathogens, et cetera, et cetera. This is a weird story. Cooking pork chops to an acceptable temperature does not completely eliminate the pathogen, according to a study published in Risk Analysis. The study found that pork loin chops cooked well done in a static oven completely eliminate the listeria and salmonella pathogens, while other levels of cooking left behind a few surviving cells that could multiply during food storage. Isn't that creepy, though?
Do you have any idea how many germs you inhale every day?
I know. they say a dog's tongue has got less germs in it than a human tongue and a human hand, but have you seen what a dog does?
And if you could do it, you'd never leave the house.
I wouldn't. I actually just told that to somebody just earlier today.
I feel so clean, but so humiliated.
I guess nobody else is calling in. Have fun at the garlic.
Well, Mr. Slaughter was definitely a welcome addition to the show.
Yes, he was. I'll look him up on Facebook later, and we'll see if he's got any videos or music we can post on the website.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the garlic festival. The garlic festival, whatever you're going to. If you want to give a plug about the garlic festival again, it's now your time.
Yeah. So it goes, I think it's 10 to 5 Saturday and Sunday. Saturday will be the better of the weather days. At the Bethlehem Fairgrounds in Bethlehem, Connecticut. Yeah, come on down. It's over 200 vendors. Rides, music, the whole. It's a huge gig. And come on down. There's a bunch of good people there. We know a bunch of the vendors that are already going. They kind of got us on board with them. So hey, come on down. We'd be glad to have you.
And by the way, my partner in crime here on the radio, he doesn't really mention it that much, but make sure you check out DefConSauces.com. There's a link here on our show link that you can click on and go buy some of this wonderful product, which, by the way, I had your wing sauce on a pizza of all things the other day. Damn,
yeah.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Really good.
You do have good taste. Man, I knew it was going to come out eventually.
I know that's the one that wins the awards, right? Now, this is the mild one. Is that the one that wins the awards?
They've all won something. I mean, we've had five wing sauces overall. Maybe if you want, maybe six. But four of them have taken 72 awards. So you got to be doing something right.
Well, I had a chicken pizza, and I said, "What the hell?" I saw it in the refrigerator. I said, "I don't think I'll try some of this shit on here and see what it tastes like." It was really good.
It's good. That's good. The mild's nice. I actually like that mixed in with an eggs for an omelet in the morning.
Oh, I bet that's good. I'll have to try that too.
I mean, the eggs kind of a pre-chicken, right?
Yes, that is pre-chicken. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Go to DefConSauces.com. You got any specials on there? people can get anything.
We've got gift packs and stuff like that. We got ring sauces, we got habanero horseradishes, we got dry rubs, we got jerky, pork and beef, and really, really, really hot broomsticks, a mixture of pork and beef sticks. Made with, oh, God, what we got in there? There's the Reaper, the Ghost, the Habanero, and the Scorpion. Hey, why not get them all together in one big party in your mouth?
Yeah, well, check it out. Also, if you're at the Garlic Festival in Connecticut, go check out John. And as far as my products go, don't ask me. I've had a setback on my Panko project, but that's another story for another day. So it's your
turn,
John.
You're calling it Panko. It's supposed to be Panko.
I got a big argument with the chef the other day, and that's a whole other story we'll share some other time. But it's your time to
wait. Maggie has a question for you.
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
What did she say?
What the hell's a Panko?
What the hell's a Panko?
See, my wife's busting your chops. This is freaking awesome.
We're done, John. Say your little ending part so I can press the button and get out of here.
All right, folks. Hey, check us out next Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard when we do this again and make a whole bunch of people embarrassed and laugh at them. So, same bat time, same bat channel. See you next Friday.
See ya. Goodbye, everybody.
Get a next